We'll be doing now Perek Dalad, Mishnayis Zayin, and Ches. I just want to preface with an explanation of why Reb Shimon in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, in a situation where, there, if you recall, there was a Beheres, but 9 Adashim of the Beheres were white, and one was a Michya. And it was also the Shtei Saros of white hair in the white part of the Beheres. And then the Michya goes away, and Reb Shimon is Metahir. The Halach is like the Chachamim Nitztomei. But the Tosfos Yom Tov explains what the sheet of Reb Shimon is, and I thought it was important for us to know this. The Dori, she darshens out Visara below Sar Mikzosa. It's hair, not sear of its meaning of the Beheres, and not sear of a part of the Beheres, Kolomar. The sear Kulo Shel Beheres Kegris. The sear has to be turned white by the entirety of a beheris that consists of a gris of beheris. The beheris kegris hafcha haseir, that the sear was turned white by the beheris, the white spot, the size of it, below shemiktsoso hafcha haseir, and that only part of it, let's say, 9 adashim, was mahapech, turned the black hair into white, and the other adash was made up of a michya. So that's Rav Shimon Sheet. Again, we don't paskin like it, but it's interesting to note the reasoning behind Reb Shimon. Now, Mishnah Zayin, we had previously, we discussed the issue of combination of white hair of the saros, of the sear, and the michya. Now we discuss the combination of the michya and pisoyon. However, the situation has to be, we'll see, has to be after hachlota. Because if there's a michya to begin with, right away in the first sighting, the mirror is going to be muchlot. Bisoyon only occurs after the first week, as we've had said already. Bisoyon can occur not at the beginning. It doesn't have an effect at the beginning. It has an effect after 1 week, after 2 weeks. So this is a case, there was michya, there was hachlota, and it was also pisoyon. Perhaps the michya occurred at the end of the, at the very beginning, and it was muchlot to begin with. And then as the kohen is looking to see whether he can retire him, there's also pisoyon. After a week, there's pisoyon. So now the Mishnah says, so that, let me read the Rav on this. Beheres kegris vehiskira lusof shavua motzabu michya upisoyon. So he gives the example, the Rav, that after a week, after 1 week, in other words, he was just musker the first week, and after that first week, the Kohen finds in this tzaras, he finds a michya, a patch of live skin, which is a simon of tum immediately for achlata, and a pisoyon, which also is machlit, at the end of 1 week. The hechlito, when the kohen was machlit, this mitzora. Now, the Mishnah says, holcha michya, after the kohen was machlit, the mitzora, so holcha hamichya tmei pisoyon. If the michya disappears, which was one of the simonim of tuma, but the pisoyon was still there, it still grew at the end of the first week, or at the end of the second week, then he's still tamei because of the pisoyon. He's still a mitzora muchlot, the mitzora. Holcha pisoyon, if the pisoyon went away, it shrunk back to its original size, tmei Ibnei Hamichya, the tzaras is still tamei because of the michya that's there. V'chein b'sir lovan u'pisoyon. And now we have the mixture of sir lovan and pisoyon too. Holcha v'chozru b'sof shuva. So in the case of the sir lovan and the pisoyon, the Rav says, im holach ho'echod, if one of them goes away when he's already muchlot, he's still tamei because of the other, and he remains in his position of mitzora cholut. Now, holcha chazra v'chazra B'sof Shvu'a. The Rav says, in this case now, Gon Shehis Giro Al Beres Kegris. The Holcha HaBeheres B'Emsa Shvu'a. This is a case where he wasn't, the Mitzorah, according to the Rav, wasn't Mukhlat, but he was Maskir him, and V'Holcha HaBeheres B'Emsa Shvu'a. And the Beheris disappeared, the white spot disappeared in the middle of the week. Ubisofa Shua Chazra. And at the end of the week, it came back. It returned. Harihi Kamosha Hoy. So we don't view this as a different nega, but it was the same, we view it as the same nega as before. Harihi Kamosha Hoy. So again, the Rav. Umaskiro Hezgersheni. So now there were no simonim, other than the color, which is not a simon, just requires examination. So the color was there initially. In the middle of the week, it went away, and then it came back at the end of the week when the kohen saw him again, and so it's as if it was to be. Even though it went away, we don't start it and view it as a new nega. It's the same nega as before. Liachar hapatur. If the this happens after the patur, obviously for the patur, the mitzvah was found to be tahar, and after the patur, the ro'osu akoin besof hashua kishoholchalom upatorom, he saw it at the end of a week when it had gone away, and it was still away, and he was poter it. In macharechin chosra, if the color, the beheris comes back. A terabik bitchila. Vahai chazora hainu bimkoma orishon. Then we view this baharis as a completely new nega. In other words, he'd have to already bring, if he was mukhlat, he would have to bring korbonos for the first one. And now this was after the Tara. And now he has a new nega. So it's viewed as starting from scratch again. Hoysa Azo Vinasis Keho. If the Baharis was a very bright white like the Sheleg or the Semerlovin Vinasis Keho and became darker like the Sid Hechel or like the Krumbetsa Keho, if it was dimmer, Vinasis Azo. It was the lower colors and became brighter like the higher colors. Hari Kamosha Hoysa. It's as if it was to begin with. This change in color does not make us view it as a new nega. Ubilvad Shalo Tismait Midalid Maros. As long as the color doesn't go less than, dimmer than the Krum Beitza, than the membrane of the egg. Konso. Uposiso. Hechada, the Rav explains, Hechada ha his gira, the Beheres Kegris. The Kohen was Mazgir, a person who had Beheres Kegris, Ubisov Shua Konso. And at the end of the Shua, at the end of the first week, when the Kohen looks at him, the Beheris shrank in size. And then the Acharei Kein Posaso Es Mekom HaKinus Lo Yosir. So after the Kohen saw him, at the end of the first week, it actually shrunk less than a gris. And then he looked at him again, or perhaps... I'm sorry. Let me try this again. Konsul posiso. We'll do the Rav. Hechu the hiskira be beheres kegris. There was beheres kegris. Ubesov shua, when he examines him at the end of the first week, it actually diminished. And afterwards, and he noticed v'achrokekin posiso es mekom akonus. The part that diminished returned. v'lo yosher, but not more than that. So we're no worse than we were before. Osha posasa, where the Mishnah says, konsu posasa, posasa v'konsa. Osha posasa besov shuva. At the end of the first week, it should have been muchlat, it spread. And then v'acharei kein, konsa es mekom pisoyom. But perhaps as the Kohen was still deliberating, it shrunk back in size to the original gris, v'lo yosir, and not more than that. So here Rabbi Akiva mitame, v'chachomi mitarin. Rabbi Akiva is mitame because it was pisoyon shehari poso. V'chachomi mitarin she'en ze pisoyon elihari hu k'mo shehoiso. If in either instance the pisoyon at the end of the day is no worse than it was, then it does not add to the beheris at all. In the first case, the beheris first shrunk and then it came back to its original size. That's not viewed as a pisoyon, and according to the chachamim, or if it spread and then shrunk back to its original size before the kohen was machlit him, then. Or some learn this is after the, I think the Rush in his parish says that all these cases now are talking about cases that was after the Patur, after he was found to be Potter, and then this occurred, and we're trying to determine if this is a new Neganat. Rabbi Akiva Mitame Shehari Paso, Vachomim Mitarim She'en Ze Pisoyom. And a Chachomim are Mitahir, that's not a Pisoyon, Lari Hu Kamo Shehoiso. So the Rab is learning clearly that if it's going at the end of the first Rishon, at the end of the first Shua, Ikoi b'sof Shua Rishon, Mazgiro Hezger Sheni. We're Mazger him for a second week. He's put away into house arrest, so to speak, for a second week. Ikoi b'sof Shua Sheni, Potro v'tohar. If it remains the same size that it was without pisoyon at the end of the second week, he's potter and he's tohar, as the din of a beharis is. If there's no pisoyon by the end of the second week, then he's tohar. So and the chachamim mitarim halach is like the chachamim. Mishnah Ches. It gets more complicated now. Beheris kagris. If there was a beheris the size of a gris, uposeso kachatzi gris, and it grew, there was a pisoyon at the end of the first week, and the Rav says letzad mizruch, let's say to the east side, to its say to its right, it spread to the size of a gris. So now it's a gris and a half. That's a pisoyon. But before the Kohen is mitamehim, or if this is after the Petur, it's easy to learn after the Petur, this happens. V'holach min ha'om v'chatzi gris. And now from the om, a half a gris disappears. So you're left with a gris. You're left with a beheris kagris. Rabbi Akiva omer tere'eh b'techilo. This should be considered as a nega acher. This is after the Petur. This is probably the Rush was meant before that we're referring to. That these Mishnayos now dealing with after Petur. So the Rabbi Akiva says, since you have a beheris kagris and it's moved over a half a gris to the east, right? So the it has to be viewed as a brand new nega, and we're starting now the count of the first week. He's muzgur for the first week. The chachamim mitarim, and the chachamim are mitar in this case. The Rav explains lo choshiv pisoyon. It's not considered to be an increase at all. Elim kin mosif al shir hanega shehoye b'tchilo, unless it provides an actual, finalized addition to the nega that was there before. At the end of this day, there's still only one gris. There was a gris before, and there's a gris after. Happened to move over now a half a gris to the east, to the right, but it's still one gris. So even though it moved, it's still considered the first, and it stayed in, remained the gris. And at the end of 2 weeks, and if there's no additional growth, there's end of 2 weeks, no pisayon, v'tahar, it's tahar. Or if this is after the patur, it's tahar because it's not viewed as a pisayon.